Hey, good morning. 8:13, it's Brackets Hunter.
All righty then.
Oh, quick look at your forecast before we get going here. Let's see. Lost my email.
There it is.
Today, winter storm watch from this afternoon through Wednesday night. The entire area, we're dead.
Yep.
Get to the basement.
Flip the tub over.
That's right. The snow's coming.
It's coming.
That's funny, dude. Today, cloudy. We do have a 100% chance of rain mixing, then changing over to snow.
I heard it's going to be overnight. So yeah, it's going to rain, and then overnight it's going to turn to snow.
It'll start as rain and then taper as the temperature drops. Tomorrow, cloudy, another 100% chance of snow, 2 to 4 inches possible. Could see 2 to 4 inches tonight, total around 6 inches in some areas. Could be more and other, could be less than other. Then Thursday, we got a high of 25, some lake effect snow. Friday, high of 24, lake effect snow. Saturday, high of 28 and cloudy.
You know what is raining on, real quick? Deontay Wilder. You know what he just came out and said? He lost the fight this past weekend to Tyson Fury. Mm-hmm. You know why he lost the fight, he said? It's from walking out in that night suit. He said it was 40 pounds and my legs were tired after they took the suit off of me. Come on, man!
Just come. See, and Fury was smart. He got carried out to the ring.
He got carried out.
It's the way to do it.
You know?
It's the way to do it. Well, I'm sure they will,
Honestly, looking at the size of his legs, though, they might have been tired.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I got monster's legs over here.
Yeah, you should never comment on anybody's legs.
But you know what? Dude, he might have skinnier legs than I do.
I don't. Fury, maybe. Fury had some.
No, you called it out. You said, look at Deontay Wilder's legs on Saturday night.
No, I was talking about Fury. You sure? I'm pretty sure he said, because Fury's built like a robin.
He's
I stole that from your dad. He's built like a robin.
That's pretty good.
Those skinny little legs and those hiked up baby Huey diapers that he was wearing his shorts.
I think all boxers are kind of built like that.
Tyson was a brick turd house.
Wilder's legs are skinnier. You should look it up.
You think so?
Because I was for sure you were talking about Wilder's legs.
Talking about Fury's little chopsticks he was running around on.
Yeah, there's no kicking in boxing. If they did.
So you don't need it. But you'd think you'd want to be able to move around.
You know?
I look back at Holyfield was a big guy. Yeah. Mike Tyson was stacked,
like
bro.
Like a pit bull, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ivan Drago. Huge.
Huge. You know?
I mean, even Muhammad Ali was still a muscular guy.
Yeah.
Quick. You know? Yeah, quick, too.
Yeah, quick feet. That's, you know?
Yeah. You got to have some leg muscles to have quick feet.
I know. Enough leg muscles to where you can get into the ring wearing a night suit and not get tired.
That's the only thing.
Just man up, dude.
The pageantry behind it. I was like, that's a little much, but... Anyway, we got to get your WTF. Let's do that.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Your best buds in the biz. What's up, Katie?
What's up?
Oop, I clicked the wrong thing. Hold on. There we go.
You were going to be a teacher.
Yeah, I would have been a great teacher. Shut up, and I would have flunked you. You would have sent you right to the office. Actually, you know what? This one is kind of perfect for today, because today is
Tuesday.
No, not that. It's International House of Pancakes Day.
Huh.
So this story is almost made for this. It's perfect because a guy in Clearwater, Florida, got a call from an IHOP around 3 a.m. this past Saturday, because there's a 25-year-old guy named Alan Ibanez. Apparently, he walked in the IHOP and started going table to table, offering people to show them his junk. Excuse me, sir, miss, can I show you my junk, please?
It's going to get you on a list.
He wouldn't leave when the staff told him to, so he's arrested for disorderly conduct. He was in jail for 11 hours before the cops let him go, and then 2 hours later, he was busted for stealing 2 donuts from a gas station.
Come on, man.
Having a good old day. He ate one and then tried to use the other one to bribe a cop because, quote, all cops love donuts. Jesus. He was arrested for theft, and he's still in jail now. Here's his mugshot. Let's check him out.
Well, that's a
He's got a little music note right in the middle of his eyes. Ugh. He must be an artist. He's a musician. You know, to give Alan just a little bit of credit, at least he asked people. You know, if you just
would you like to whip your
junk out. But if you go ask someone, say, excuse me, while you're enjoying your, pancakes. Would you like to see my junk? And if they say no, you just move on to the next table. Right. Excuse me. They didn't want to see it, but would you like to see my junk?
Wiener and a waffle, if you will. Is that a good combo?
Like, yeah, it's perfect.
Smoke and a pancake.
I love that. Wiener and a waffle.
Bong and a blitz. No, I'll take the wiener and a waffle.
What you got to do, though, if you want to make it more appealing, you take the donuts and you use it as a donut holder.
Oh, ring toss.
And then you offer people some donuts.
Hey, you know, I'll pay for your meal if you can ring your donut. Hang on just a second. I got to take my pants off. Free meals for everybody.
Free meals for everybody. You know? Like that. So, yeah, don't go to IHOP and ask people to show them your junk because they don't like it.
What are you doing later? You want to go to IHOP?
That sounds great. Fun afternoon.